Hey, everybody. Tim over in the Bulwark. I was watching some clips of Stephen Colbert and Barack Obama this morning, and I got a laugh out of him. So I wanted to share that with you. We all need a little giggle these days. And I think there's also underneath the jokes, some interesting observations about the direction of our politics that's worth meditating on. So let's watch a couple of the clips together, and I will give you my thoughts on the other side. First up, the one that really tickled my pickle was Colbert asking the former president what he thought about possibly Colbert 2028. Let's watch.
I'm looking for a new gig soon. And a lot of people tell me I should run for president.
Well, you certainly have the look.
Thank you very much.
You have the hair.
Well, for the record, I think it's a stupid idea. How dumb do you think it is for people to say that I should run for president?
Well, you know, the bar has changed.
That is true. At times, subterranean.
So,
I don't have to limbo so low.
Let me put it this way. I think that you could perform significantly better than some folks that we've seen.
All right.
Yeah. I have great confidence in that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Is that an endorsement?
It was not.
Obama's laughing over his own joke there, but my favorite part is when he says that Colbert would perform significantly better than some folks we've seen. I'm dying. I have a follow-up with that for him. Who is he thinking of? I really want to know who was in Obama's mind when he was thinking about that. Was he thinking about one of the Democratic nominees or somebody that his former vice president or somebody that from the primaries of 2020? You know, he had to have somebody in mind when he was thinking about that. This is one of those. Is Colbert joking? Like, I assume he's joking and not really thinking about 2028. And there's some reasons to just dismiss it out of hand, as Obama mentioned. The fact that he has absolutely no experience for this job and no kind of relevant expertise. But also, as was mentioned, neither does the current president. So there's that. And I think that the question is, like, conventional wisdom has been, you know, people are looking for kind of the opposite of the previous president. Obama was opposite of Bush in so many ways. Trump opposite of Obama, of course. Biden opposite of Trump in kind of a different way that Obama was. Then we went back to Trump, if you don't remember. Like the idea that there would be kind of a lib Trump, like not that Colbert and Trump are alike at all, besides the fact that they come from entertainment, you know, that they're good at the performance part of it. That seems kind of hard to imagine. You'd think that the Democrats would want to zag a different direction. On the other hand, I kind of want somebody to try it. And whether that's Colbert or somebody else, I feel like one area of expertise that I can bring to the conversation about 2028, so you'll probably be hearing me mention this a lot, is looking back at 2016. Like the conventional wisdom inside Republican consultant class, Republican politician circles was so thick. Like it, whether you talk to Ted Cruz's consultants or Marco's or Scott Walker's or Jeb's or whoever's, like everybody's analysis of the state of play was like basically the same, right? What voters were looking for, true conservatism, like what the lanes were in the primary, the weaknesses of Trump, and everybody's wrong. Like all of the smartest, most experienced, wealthiest people in the political consultant class on the Republican side in 2016 were totally wrong. And by the way, on the Democratic side in 2020, they weren't wrong quite as bad, but people were pretty wrong about what Democratic voters were looking for. And so people aren't as smart as they think, and yet conventional wisdom just, especially in the like, Twitter age, modern political age, congeals so quickly that like you're going to end up having, I think, a bunch of Democratic candidates that it is varying versions of like two different flavors of ice cream. Like you'll have the vanilla ice cream moderate types, and then you'll have the strawberry ice cream Bernie populist wing types. And there'll be like 16 vanillas running and 3 strawberries. And I think that somebody should try Rocky Road. I'm really running this into the ground. I think somebody should try Cookie Monster from Creole Creamery, because voters just aren't like that. Like super engaged political voters are, but like most of the people that are going to vote in 2028 primary aren't like that. And I think that the Democrats should have some people running who are kind of like, I'm a little bit strawberry, I'm a little vanilla, I have other views that are different, and see if something works. particularly if they're very clear-eyed about the threat of the right-wing authoritarianism and they're able to carry a message about that the way that Trump was. You know, if you have somebody from the outside who's a fighter who doesn't fully map onto the Bernie or Hillary ideology, like, that would be the person I would bet on. But I don't see any of them emerging. Is that going to be Stephen Colbert? I don't know. But I think it could be somebody. And it felt like Obama, I don't know, maybe we can get Obama on the pod and follow up on that, because it kind of felt like he thought the same thing.
This ad is brought to you by Aura Frames. Aura Frames is a great upgrade from your typical Mother's Day flowers. Trust me, I know this. I got an Aura Frame from my mother-in-law last Mother's Day. She loved it. That's because flowers, they're nice, but they only last a few days. The perfect gift is one that lasts a lifetime, and that gift is Aura Frames. Aura Frames are a great way to share all your favorite memories, from birthdays to vacations to kids' sporting events and everything in between. There's free unlimited storage that allows you to add as many photos and videos as you want. My favorite part of Aura Frames is how easy it is to preload photos before it ships. You can keep adding photos and videos from anywhere, anytime. It's really awesome. And it's perfect for Mother's Day. A gift box is included. Every frame comes packaged in a premium gift box with no price tag. Name number one by Wirecutter. You can save on gifts for your mom or your mother-in-law by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $25 off their best-selling Carver mat frame with code BULWARKTAKES. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code BULWARKTAKES. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply.
To that end, I want to play for you a clip where they're discussing Democratic messaging.
What I'm more interested in for Democrats is, do you know how to just talk to regular people like we're not in a college seminar, right? You know, can you talk plain English to folks about...
I think that's one of the powers that Mom Donnie has.
That's correct.
Is that he also, not only does he talk like a normal person, but he lives a normal life, but he names what is obviously wrong.
Yes.
And he goes, we should change that thing.
That doesn't make any sense. And not have a bunch of gobbledygook around it.
It's so funny that it shows you how far afield that Democratic messaging has gotten from how real people talk, that Obama, who was criticized a lot in 2007 and 2008 for being a little highfalutin in his language, being a little academic, he's the one now that's like, could you please talk normal? Could you please just talk like a regular person? Obama's always a bit of a code switcher and kind of could turn on and off, you know, his oratorical style. But even still, like at times, if you even talk to my buddy Favs or, you know, his staff, like they'd say at times he'd get academic in response to questions. And so somebody like that, somebody like Obama, who talks in prose and long form, looking at the other Democrats and saying, you got to be a little bit more blunt, I think is telling. And it also speaks to why an outsider, I think, could do well. They both shout out Mom Donnie, and it's Mom Donnie and Obama are so similar in this specific way, or because they're like inverse. Mom Donnie is really good in this short-term form video, coming off like a normal guy, somebody friendly, somebody affable. And then, I don't know, maybe he just needs Jon Favreau. I don't know who his speechwriters are, but his speechifying is very, you know, Bowdoin, Bard class president. You know, and he sounds like a liberal elite college rich kid who, you know, ran for class president and has, you know, deep thoughts about systemic structures in our country. And so it's kind of like super Democrat would like speak like, do speeches like Obama and talk like Zoran. But anyway, I think that like the broader principle is there, that separating from this kind of talking point speak, being more casual, it's something that Democrats could benefit from. And if Obama's saying it, like, you know it's true. There are a couple other clips that are just funny. Let's get a couple laughs together. We'll watch first Obama talking about what are the reforms that he thinks that we should put in place should we ever get out of this Trumpian nightmare.
And then, you know, a good policy that I'd like to see followed is that the president of the United States shouldn't have a bunch of side hustles that those companies and foreign entities can invest in.
How much of that is just jealous that you didn't think of selling a sneaker? Because your sneakers would have flown. You know that, right?
You know what?
You would have banked coin.
The Colbert joke about Obama being jealous that he didn't invest in a sneaker. It's just kind of like, think about how much money Obama could have made at the peak of his powers. Like the Shepherd Fairey Obama hope poster. If the rules that we have now were the rules, right? If Michelle could have just had a side hustle that sold basketball sneakers, where she like did a deal with Nike. He's rich enough as it is, but they could have made billions upon billions. And so it's like one of these funny jokes that carries this truth underneath it. It is so insane what the Trump family is doing right now. And the fact that it is not leading news every night. And just think about the coverage. If Michelle Obama did a Nike deal during 2009, or if the hope posters were Shepherd Fairey and the Obama family did an LLC where they sold them together. It's like, it's all people would have talked about. And so I do think people don't like it. And I think that at some level, people know that Trump is a huckster, but I think that you'd be surprised to find out how little people know about how much money the Trump family is actually making off the presidency right now. And I think it's pretty important messaging tactic going forward. Okay, last laugh. We have Obama. We got to ask him about the tan suit.
Yes. Is there a wing dedicated to greatest blunders? Is the tan suit here? I'm asking if the tan suit is here.
Listen, I own that tan suit proudly, brother.
We have this. If you want to put this on display someplace.
I mean, I look great. I mean,
a shattered nation looked up and saw that. When you look back at the tan suit, what occurs to you?
Fly.
He thinks he looks great in the tan suit. I think he looks pretty good in the tan suit. We can just be honest about this. Tan suits work for black people. I would look very bad. I've tried to put on a tan suit. Not great. So, you know, if you're even paler than me, stay away. Stay away from the tan suit. They're all, you know, you got to deal with the blessings that God gave you. There's certain things that we can wear that other people can't wear. Certain things skinny people, muscly people can wear. There's a lot of muscle shirts I wish I could wear that I can't. I can't wear the tan suit. He did look fly. And boy, what a flashback to a simpler time. So anyway. Colbert 2028. Let me know what you think about Colbert 2028 in the comments. I'm really torn about this. On the one level, I do think that Democratic voters, like there could be this just deep aversion to anything that even feels at all similar to the Trump model. On the other hand, I don't know, many Democratic voters are like, oh, fuck you. We're going to get you back. We'll give you a comedian. We'll see. Let us know what you think. Tell me in the comments. Subscribe to the feed. Tell your friends. Hope you got a laugh out of this. We'll be seeing you soon.